see yourself as you truly are. This is God Unlimited, University of Healing, Dr. Herbert L. Biley, Dean, bringing you the thought for today. See yourself as you truly are. What really are we? What am I? Am I the product of my environment? Am I the product of my home? Am I the product of this experience that I'm going through? Well, you might say yes. And if you say yes, then you are saying that if you are limited. You are saying that you are living according to what society wants you to do and what the world wants you to do. Now, the great people in the world are ones who do not live by what society says or what the world says, because they find that what is impossible is their next project, because they are dreamers. They know who they truly are. They are divine beings. They are wonderful. They are creative. They are listening to the voice within them that says, I know that I know that I know the divine within me has the answer. See yourself as you truly are. Now, when we look at ourselves and we say, my body has a problem, no. I have a problem in my mind, and my body is expressing the problem I have in my mind. My mind is saying, I'm limited in some way, and say, I'm whole and perfect. And when you say, I don't know the answer to something, you're saying that your mind is not in connection with the divine mind, with the one mind, the universal mind that knows all things. And what a silly thing to say. I and my universal mind are one. We are not two. We are not separated. So whatever I choose to know, to be, to do, I am. You see ourselves as we truly are. How do we do that? How do we see ourselves as we truly are? We begin to listen to the divine within us and not listen to the world around us. The world around us says, there are seasons, and aren't they wonderful? Don't you feel good in the spring, the fall, the autumn, in the winter, and the summer? Don't you feel good? Oh, don't you feel just good when you see the leaves falling from the tree and they're such glorious colors? Don't you feel good when the new spring sprouts are coming out and all of the green is growing just so beautifully? Don't you feel good when you look around and you see the snow falling on the ground, covering up all the things and making everything white and beautiful? Oh my God, isn't that wonderful? What emotional nonsense. It's okay. It's okay. But you see, when you do that, then you are possessed by the spring, the fall. You are possessed by the summer and the winter. You are possessed by the seasons. And instead of being possessed by the seasons, just relax. Let go. Let go and know that you are master of everything. Yes, you can look out at the snow and say, how beautiful that is. But, hey, if you want snow, you can go to the Himalayan mountains and you'll find it all year long. If you want summer, you can go to the tropical area and find it all. Well, why not just go within yourself? Why not go within yourself and find that snow and find that summer and find that one? Why don't you realize that you're the master of yourself? We've heard about this Tibetan fellow who went up into the mountains and created a little paradise for himself on a portion of land up there, and had beautiful weather, had beautiful warmth, had beautiful plants, tropical, wonderful things, and only the animals that he chose to have and only the experiences he chose to have. And you say, that's nonsense. Okay, for a non-dreamer, that's nonsense. That's true. But join with me and be a dreamer. Dream the dreams that are reality. Don't let anything that tells you it's impossible be impossible. And if it's not impossible, then why don't we do it? It's okay. If it's not impossible, why don't we do it? Why? We don't do it because we think it's impossible. We think certain things are impossible. Now, some young man, he's madly in love with some beautiful girl, and the girl is a nice girl, likes him a little bit, but really, you know, take it or leave it. And so he says, oh, it's impossible. I love her so. I wish that she could be mine. I wish we could be together. Well, what silliness. Put the positive cause in motion. I now have the girl that makes me happiest. I now have the female companionship in my life that fulfills every desire of my heart. And I am a fulfilled desire in her heart. And we are one together, working together in a harmonious, joyous way. Hey, what will happen then? You have changed your attitude to being a worthy, beautiful, fantastic being surrounded by lovely girls and choosing from the hundreds, if you will, of beautiful beings that you could have as a very special friend. Now, you see, there's a certain tickle in your heart that comes along when love says, hey, that's sort of nice. But you don't let that do anything to you. You don't let that possess you. You don't let this tickle possess you. You say, not just a minute. Does she fill all the categories? Is she that perfect one for me? And if she's the perfect one for you, no problem. And if you're the perfect one for her, no problem. But you cannot create a person in your life and in your world who is not perfect for you unless you are perfect for him and for her. Remember that. It is okay to let all things in life be harmonious and be joyful. Now, see yourself as you truly are. When are you going to start seeing yourself as you truly are? You're going to see yourself as you truly are the moment you realize that you are divine. The moment you realize that this human self that you're here is merely an outpicturing of what humanity has thought of itself over the years. Is humanity ever increasing in its awareness of itself? My goodness, yes. One time it couldn't walk on fire, and now it's walking on fire. Everything else is open to it, too. One time, man died of many diseases because they didn't have the right help in one way or another. And then proper hygiene came along, and lives were saved. Proper medical help came along, and lives were saved. Now, we'll go beyond that. We're going to go through a step beyond where we say, I'm whole and perfect with your mind, with your thought. And then that will be what your original purity and integrity is. It will start coming. That's what you truly are. It will start coming out. It will start revealing itself. You will reveal it, and you will see that this is who you truly are. See yourself as you truly are, because you truly are wonderful. You truly are beautiful. You truly are fantastic. And why wait? Why wait till tomorrow? Why wait till another day? Why wait another moment to be fantastic when right now you can affirm the truth about yourself? I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Nothing more. Nothing more. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Our ideal spirit, mind, and body is our ideal spirit where we have a total awareness of our unity, our oneness with the allness that is. Our body is as its original purity and integrity is, however it was designed to be in perfect order. Every function, every cell, every action of our body is ideally set, you know? And our mind is pure. Our mind only knows to do, like the law of cause and effect. Our mind only knows to be, and that's all that matters to you, and that's all that matters to me. I love you so. Have a wonderful day. It's nice when you see yourself as you truly are, and I see myself as I truly am, and I like me. I love you. I love you. I love you.